Voices in the Wind Audio Theater and the First Noel Productions present The Bell, a musical adaptation of the story by Hans Christian Andersen, written, composed, and directed by George Czar. Can you hear it? The bell. Can you hear it? Away off in the distance. Once, a long, long time ago, in a place about halfway between here and there, in the middle of high hills and wide forests, stood the busy little village of Langtvik. The villagers of Langtvik were at their wits' end. About what? About the bell.
What is that ringing every dawn and dusk, each daytime, nighttime, in between time? Where is it ringing? We hear every note, each long chime, short chime, in between chime. Bells ringing us so late when we are dreaming.
Now, you crazy horse, you stay right here. No, you can't have any bread in the cart. You know it's for the customers. And you don't try and reach back there to steal a loaf while I'm away either. You face forward, you sneaky horse, till I'm back from the delivery. Look, can't you be a good horse? Think of hay. Think of oats. Barley. If you're a good horse, I'll give you a nice apple. Yum. Now, do you understand? Oh, you crooked horse. You're still thinking about that bread. Well, I'm keeping my eye on you. Yes, I am. I'm walking to this cottage, but I can see you. Oh, yes, I can. Eyes forward, horse. Yes, I'm talking to you. Leave that bread alone.
Good day, Mr. Baker.
What was that?
Excuse me, did you say something, Mr. Baker?
I didn't hear ya. What?
I must take out these earplugs. Good. The bell has stopped ringing. You could take out your earplugs, Mr. Baker.
What was that?
Here, let me. I said the bell has stopped ringing.
Oh, it is terrible that we have to keep our ears stopped up because... I see you. Keep away from the bread, you scheming horse. I brought you a fresh loaf, ma'am. Just out of the oven.
Oh, I didn't order anything. And I certainly can't accept it. Oh, I am so ashamed, Mr. Baker. I can't afford this.
Ach, no. Think nothing of it, ma'am. I know you need it. Please accept it.
But how can I? Today marks a year since my husband passed on. My young daughter and I have to take in washing. And we can barely keep body and soul together. As it is, I can't pay you for what I already owe you.
Oh, there, ma'am. No need to shed any. I see ya!
Keep your bread-loving muzzle out of that cart, you unruly horse!
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. No need to shed any tears. My bread is a gift.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. You are too kind.
You know, ma'am, it has been a year since your husband passed on. And me, I've been a widower many years myself. And, it's not good for a baker to live alone without a good wife. And, if I may be so bold,
A young mother shouldn't raise a growing daughter without a good husband by her side to stand with both of them through this life.